boy, say met a girl at a party. He wants to see her home. What might he ask her after the party's over?
Can I take you home?
She might have something to say.
Yeah.
Or say, look, my car got stuck in the mud. I might ask somebody to bring a chain and try to keep me out.
Pull me out. Tow me out. Pull me out. Oh.
Or get behind me and give me a
push.
If I would have had a very heavy suitcase, instead of just saying I carried that thing for such and such a distance, I might say I had that thing for 2 miles.
Had it towed that thing?
Have you heard anybody say something like, I lugged that thing for...
Yeah, yeah.
Say if your wife is cooking something in the kitchen, there's some children around, because she might say, well, now that stove's very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
Or if there was something that you needed right now, like a knife or a hammer, you might say, that knife.
Hand me that knife, or get me that knife.
Or go
bring me the knife.
When you were a boy, was there ever a game that you played, something like tag, I guess, and there was a place that you could run to and be safe?
Yeah, hide and seek.
What was that place called where you could run to?
Called home, or home base. Home, I believe. Touch home.
Say if you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch it.
And I say yesterday I
caught.
And I have.
Have caught.
Or if we are supposed to go to town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll wait
for you to come in and get there.
Okay. Or say if you had a hired man that wasn't doing his work, kept goofing off, you might say, well, I hate to do it, but it just looks like I'm going to have to, so-and-so.
Let him go or fire him.
Or
get rid of him.
And he might come back to you later on and say, oh, come on, just give me another.
Give me one more chance.
There's somebody who always has just a pleasant word for everybody. You might say, well, so-and-so sure seems to be in a good...
cheerful mood.
Or he's in a good...
frame of mind.
Something else, have you ever heard the ice cream man called the
good humor man? Yeah. Oh, good, in a good humor, yeah.
Say that?
Sure.
Okay. Or somebody who didn't really know what was going on, you say, well, he doesn't know what's going on, but he, like, does.
He acts like he does.
And the boy, say, who left his pen on his desk, when he came back and was gone, you might say, well, looks like somebody...
stole my pen.
Or say if you wanted to get in touch with somebody, rather than call them, you might sit down and
write them.
And yesterday I
wrote,
and I
have written.
And after you go into all that trouble writing, you say you expect to get
an answer, a letter in return.
And after you get through writing the letter, you take the envelope and
address it.
Might say, I'd like to write on so-and-so, but I don't know his
address.
If you see a little boy who was whistling between his teeth, you might want to find out about that. You might ask him, well, how to do that?
Who taught you how to whistle?
You ever heard any children's names they might use in describing another child that goes around telling on?
Is it tattletale?
You ever heard, to you, is there a difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yeah, gossiping is just talking about somebody, and tattling is that you tell somebody that you feel would want to know that another person has done something wrong.